Welcome to Paint Ed. Hey, I'm Chris Schenk, the education guy at the Painting Contractors Association, providing painting contractors with the training and connections they need to grow their business. To find out more, visit pdca.org. Welcome to the Road Ready series of Paint Ed podcasts brought to you by the Painting Contractors Association and our good friends at BF Goodrich, along with their Tradesman Support Program. On this first episode, Brandon Sturgis from BF Goodrich joins us to talk about how to keep your fleets, tires, and vehicles in safe working condition. Brandon is the product category manager for light truck and off-road tires at BF Goodrich, and let's just say he's been around the track before. No, really, he spent some time at BF Goodrich's Proving Ground test track, and from his experience in off-road testing and research and development, he discusses ways tires and vehicles are tested for safety, and he gives pointers to help you ensure your company fleet is protected and ready for the road. Learn more at bfgoodrichtires.com and find the Tradesman Support Program at bfgoodrichtires.com/tradesman. Hey, Brandon. Welcome to Paint Ed.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you're with BF Goodrich, and BF Goodrich is investing in the trades through the Tradesman Support Program. Can you tell me briefly what that is and why BF Goodrich is doing it?
Yeah, sure thing. So BF Goodrich Tires Tradesman Support Program is the first of its kind in the industry and was created to support the people who work on tough job sites and require tough tools to get the job done. So members of approved associations can get a $100 rebate when they purchase a set of four BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2s. Even if you're a tradesman and you aren't a member of one of the associations, you can still receive a $70 rebate on those same tires. So what also comes with the rebate is a 30-day satisfaction guarantee on the tires, 24-hour worksite and roadside assistance, and you could win a trip to the Baja 1000 or the Mint 400 in Las Vegas.
Okay, that's pretty cool to kind of wrap that all up in a package. And what other associations are involved with this program?
If you Google just BFG Tradesmen, all of the associations that we're partners with are on our Tradesmen dedicated website.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect, perfect. So there's a lot of other associations doing this, and it's pretty neat that PDCA is involved. I know you guys actually gave away a set of off-road tires at our expo. Somebody won those, and they had an off-road vehicle. And they were thrilled to get that. So one, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Pretty excited about that. Okay, let's talk about vehicle safety. And we're calling this series Road Ready. So we're talking about tire and vehicle safety. Driving, as we know, can be dangerous. And this is a concern of employers. And it's a sinkhole for those employers who are trusting employees with time and assets. A lot of money is going into time and assets. So you want everybody safe, obviously. So when everyone is trying to save a buck these days, how important is it to make sure you're not cutting corners as an owner on vehicle maintenance and safety?
Yeah, so that's a really good question and a really good topic, because it's paramount that the business owners make sure they continue their efforts to maintain their fleet. When you start looking at spreadsheets and you start looking at numbers, you may be thinking that it's places where you can cut corners. But really the reason for having a good maintained fleet is to keep downtime down. That's one of the big reasons that you have a fleet, is so that you can get around and you can get to job sites, you can get things done. But when your vehicle is sitting on the side of the road or for long periods of time in a shop, you're not making money with that vehicle. You know, a worst case scenario is if, because of the lack of vehicle maintenance, an accident is caused. That is by far the worst case scenario. And so vehicle maintenance is super important for safety and keeping your fleet top notch.
Yeah. And I'd imagine, you know, like everybody, you know, are they trying to find ways to cut corners? And sometimes you can trim the fat off your business and become more lean. And you just want to know what those areas are that really I could cut this and not suffer too much. But this other thing over here, it's going to catch up with me eventually. It's like short game versus long game thinking. I know our executive director here, Steve Skodak, I always call him a long game player. And what he does really well is he holds big decision trees in his head. So he can think like down the road, if I did this, then these two things could happen. And then each of those branch out. If I went this way, that could happen. If this way, that could happen. Then those branch out, and it's called ramification. And so as it ramifies, it gets more and more complex. And he's a guy, this Steve, can just hold these huge decision trees in his head. And they say that's a mark of intelligence. And so I know a lot of our business owners are very intelligent people. I see them every year. I talk to them all year long. And they want to be smart. They want to play it smart and not just be, you know, extravagant with the use of their resources and their money. And they're trying to find ways to be lean all the time. But just remember that long game and hold as much of that decision tree in your head to kind of keep going down that trail and say, hey, where does this end up if I don't take care of this stuff? It could lead to some money loss, but it could lead to, you know, serious changes for your life and your business if somebody is not safe. We know kind of what that leads to. So let me ask you specifically, though, what do business owners need to know to make sure their work fleets are in safe working condition? What should they do?
For me, I like to tell people that, you know, vehicles are just like any other tool in your toolbox that you have for your business. Just like tools need periodic maintenance. And so I know that some fleets do have fleet managers and mechanics that are on staff. And so, you know, within a larger fleet, you know, you would have the expertise to know exactly what you need to do to take care to maintain your fleet. But for the smaller fleets that may not have that as a luxury, really a trusted mechanic is the best place to go. So mechanic, the OEM, the dealerships are great places to get your vehicles worked on. I've actually seen some dealerships really tailor to fleets and allow the vehicles to be maintained off hours. So the dealerships themselves do the work overnight while, let's say, your employees are resting. And so the vehicles are getting maintained overnight, and then they're ready to go and ready to get back to work the next day.
Real quick, too, this is a little bit of a switch of gears, and I want to get back to some specific things that employers can do. But I know you guys are running a lot of safety tests all the time. What are some of the safety tests you perform on tires and vehicles to make sure they're in top-notch working condition?
Yeah, so for tires specifically, each and every tire that's sold and driven on U.S. roads has to meet DOT requirements. And so if you ever get bored and really want to study the sidewall of a tire, you can see the letters DOT on the sidewall. And what that means is that the tire manufacturer has certified their tires to pass a set of tests that have been regulated by the Department of Transportation. And so that is the bare minimum safety requirement that all tire manufacturers have to meet in order to sell tires that are driven on roadways in the U.S. On top of that, BF Goodrich takes it a step further. So we have our own set of tests that we've designed and developed over the years, and it's over many, many years of tire design to make sure we have that extra layer of safety above and beyond the DOT tests themselves. And so those tests are done on machines. And so we actually have a building at our research campus that houses all these test machines. And that's where we perform all of these above and beyond tests. One other thing I'd like to add too is that we have a 3,300 acre proving ground location that's located about 45 minutes from our research and development center here in Greenville, South Carolina. And that's where we actually put the tires on the road, with vehicles. And so just a few tests that I can share that we do there are, loaded handling tests. So I am sure that if you drive a truck, you've driven it loaded, or you've driven it towing a trailer. And so when we develop and design our tires, we want to ensure that they're going to provide very good handling, not just when the truck is unloaded, but also when the truck is loaded. The handling characteristics of a vehicle when it's loaded are very different. So that's one of the tests that we perform there at our track. Another interesting test that we have, which I think is really cool, is we call it our sidewall durability test. And if you've ever looked around a job site, you know, anytime I've been to a job site or seen off-road conditions, you can look at things and say, oh wow, that could easily damage the sidewall of the tire. So I'm thinking of you know, rebar that's sticking out, or you know, a stack of pallets maybe that you accidentally you scrub against with a tire. So at our test track, we actually developed a test that simulates some of the damages that you would see when off-roading or when you're on the job site. And it really has helped us learn a lot about sidewall toughness and sidewall durability.
Wow, that's cool.
And really, really improved the durability of our tires.
That's awesome. I mean, like you said, if you're passing by some rebar or pallets or curbs, in my case, just normal curbs. Somehow I hit too many of those. Anyway, that sounds amazing, though. Let me ask you a personal question, Brandon. Have you driven on that track?
Yeah, actually, I spent 10 years of my career with BF Goodrich at that facility. So,
wow.
I was one of the test drivers that worked there, and developed a lot of the test methodology behind off-road testing, and actually helped do a little bit of the test methodology development for that sidewall splitting test that I was just talking about.
That's pretty cool. I'm glad I asked that question. That's pretty neat. That sounds like an adventurous thing. I'd love to get up there sometime and try it out myself, but I'm sure I don't have clearance, and especially after I said that about the curbs.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
You're really kind of showing your hand there.
I'm trying not to. Okay, well, so you guys are testing all these things, and we're trying to help employers kind of take care of their stuff and also know what they have. And so they know how to purchase the right things. Obviously, BF Goodrich is in that business. We want to make sure as an association that our businesses and employers just are making the best decisions for their team and for their company. So can I ask you, what are some of the signs and signals that tires are no longer safe to drive on?
Well, really, the first thing that you should look for is your tread depth. That's really the first thing that we tell people to really inspect. When they're doing general maintenance on their vehicle, the legal tread depth, the legal minimum tread depth for a tire is 2/32nds. And there's a couple ways of measuring that. Of course, you can have a tread depth measuring gauge. Some people like to use the penny trick. So if you take a penny and you turn Abe Lincoln upside down, and if you can see the top of Abe's head in the tread, then it's time to replace your tires. But each and every tire has what we call wear indicators. And so they're little wear bars that are located sporadically around the tire. And you can simply use those wear indicators to see if you have enough tread left on your tire.
Now, is that just on BF Goodrich tires, or is that on every tire?
That's on every tire. So that's one of those DOT requirements to have on the tires in order to be DOT approved.
You know, one time I had somebody walking up behind my car and they said, I could see the metal band, I guess, or whatever it's called, coming like through the tire. I guess one was pretty bare and the others weren't as bad. So that's why I didn't notice it on the one side, but it was on the passenger side in the back. And yeah, sure enough, I looked up at the tire and I was just like, I could see metal through it. What is that called? That metal band in there?
Yeah, so those are the steel belts. So those are some very, very important parts of the tires that you should never see on a tire.
Again, another reason you won't let me on the track.
That's right, yeah.
No, but...
It's interesting you bring that up because, you know, if it goes back to that, the discussion we were having before with general maintenance on a vehicle, you know, if the alignment of the vehicle becomes out, then it can start to wear the tires irregularly. And sometimes it's difficult to see if your tires are wearing on the inside shoulder versus the outside shoulder. You know, if you're just walking around a car, it's very easy to see the outside shoulder and you can say, you know, looks like my tire is a little bit worn here. But it's sometimes difficult to see that on the inside shoulder. And so that's something that can be found during a periodic maintenance. When you're underneath the vehicle, or you know, just simply keeping up with the alignment of the vehicle will help make sure your tires wear evenly throughout their life.
Would you have a suggestion on a time frame for how people should periodically check on tire safety and tread and all that stuff?
Yeah, so we typically recommend folks to inspect their tires every time they do any sort of maintenance on their vehicle. But you know, a good checkpoint for tire inspections is at least every oil change. In terms of tire pressure, we do recommend folks check their tire pressures at least once a month. Because as the seasons change, as air does somewhat leak out of tires over time, it's important to make sure you keep up with your air pressures at least once a month.
Gotcha. I didn't know about that. I mean, I check mine every once in a while. But now we have a lot of the signals if the pressure's off, you know, but I guess you still have to kind of keep an eye on it.
Yeah, the tire pressure monitoring systems that come on new vehicles today are very good, and it's that extra reminder to folks to, hey, check, you know, gives you a signal on your dash when something is amiss and it's time to check your tire. But we still recommend a tire pressure check once a month, the old-fashioned way with a tire pressure gauge. And while you're doing that, it's just not a bad time to just to take a peek at your tires and see how they're wearing and see how they're doing.
Yeah, there might be a good way to also educate your crew. One, have everybody listen to this podcast on your team and make sure your crew leaders or whoever's driving knows to do that. And maybe have a schedule where you say once a month, look at everything. That might be a good idea, just knowing how to prepare your team so you as an employer don't feel like you're doing that for everybody or having to keep up on it. Okay, so let me ask you, how long should tires last? I mean, how can you determine the age of a tire? I think it's maybe by the signs you already talked about, but even if there's not a lot of wear, how do you determine how old it is and how long should it last?
Yeah, so it's very easy to find the, we'll call it the born on date of your tires. So as I spoke about earlier, there's little letters on the sidewall of the tire that say DOT. Next to those letters are a series of letters and numbers that follow those letters DOT. And those are just some codes to be able to find where the tires are made, what plant the tires are made, were made at, and some other different codes. But the very end of that letter and number string that follows DOT are four numbers. And those four numbers indicate the week and the year that the tires were made. So the first two numbers are the week, and the last two numbers are the year of which the tires were made.
Wow, had no idea. That's pretty cool. So right away, even if you forget the week part, just know the last of that number is the year.
Okay, exactly.
Very, very good. I like that. That's very helpful. So what things should employers be doing? We talked about it a little bit. What should they be doing to make sure their crews are driving in safe, well-maintained vehicles? So is there anything else that we missed there?
Yeah, so employers or fleet managers really should be carrying out a periodic maintenance schedule that's well-documented, that's right for their fleet. Each fleet has its own set of operating conditions, so it's really up to each fleet to decide what should be checked when. We've gone over a few things to look at on tires. One additional thing that could be examined on tires when you're doing your periodic maintenance is really inspect the sidewall. The sidewall area is an area that is prone to damage. And you don't want to just look at the exterior sidewall. You really want to look at the interior sidewall as well. And that can be a difficult thing to do. Looking at the inside part of the tire. That's why it's really good to get the vehicle up in the air, and you can really inspect the inboard side of the sidewall, and you can inspect other things like your shocks, your bushings, and other components of the vehicle while it's lifted in the air.
Great. And of course, like I mentioned, they can listen to this podcast. We're doing a series of these podcasts and get your team listening in. Okay, so Brandon, I'm curious, how do listeners learn more about BF Goodrich and the Tradesman Support Program?
You can go to our website at bfgoodrichtires.com. And if you want to learn more about the Tradesman Support Program, we have a link there on our website that explains more about the Tradesman Program. Or you can just simply search for BFG Tradesman, and it'll take you right to the proper link.
Excellent. Thanks so much for walking us through. I know that the entire series is going to be focusing on this road-ready topic. So the next topic will be tire and vehicle durability. And the third podcast will be about driving safety and durability. So that's going to focus on more the driving aspect and not just the vehicle. So we're excited about this Road Ready series provided by you guys at BF Goodrich. Thank you so much for being on Paint Ed, Brandon.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Thanks again.
Paint Ed podcasts are a product of the Painting Contractors Association. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PDCA and getting access to advanced resources for your business, visit pdca.org. We'll see you next time. If you're passing by some rebar or pallets or curbs, in my case, just normal curbs.